Welcome to the Radiant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ray, the Somatic Coach, and I'm here to support you in healing your past, living in the present, and creating your future so that you can become the most centered, embodied, and happiest version of yourself. Each week, I'll be bringing you episodes to help you navigate life's challenges, ease stress and tension, and learn more about holistic healing, spirituality, and wellness. If you're interested in becoming the best version of yourself so that you can live the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. Subscribe to the podcast and the monthly newsletter and follow me on Instagram and TikTok to know when new episodes are released each week. I am so happy that you've landed here. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. If you are new here, I'm Ray. I'm a somatic coach and breathwork facilitator. And if you aren't new here, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're tuning in for today's episode. For today's episode, I am definitely excited because I get a lot of questions about having a podcast. I get asked a lot from my entrepreneur clients, my friends, my family on kind of a lot of different questions, but mainly about how you start a podcast. And so I picked the main questions that I get asked. And if you have any more, just let me know. And I could always do another episode in the future. But I know this topic isn't necessarily wellness based. So just naming that in the beginning so you can always come back for next week's episode if the biz side of things doesn't really interest you. So before I dive into the different questions that I usually receive, I'll just want to go into the benefits and challenges. So there are so many benefits of having a podcast. And the number one I would just say is that it's so fun and I absolutely love doing it. It's such like a fun outlet of a business. It's a really nice way to connect with people, to be vulnerable. And I think it also creates a bit of a community outside of social media, which is really nice. So if that's something that you know, you're looking for in your business, it's definitely a great outlet for that. And then, of course, you get to dive deeper and create content that is more detailed. You can even be, I would say, even more vulnerable on a podcast. And being able to go more in depth, I appreciate that aspect of it a lot. It's so hard sometimes when you're, you know, sending out an email blast or on social media and you can't go into all the detail that you would like to. So I definitely find that I like that about podcasting as well. And then of course, there are some challenges when you're creating a podcast. And to summarize, two of the biggest challenges that I think come from podcasting, the first would be when I first started my podcast, I was so nervous to just have another outlet in my business, to be vulnerable in a new way, to just put myself out there in a new way. I think it could be pretty nerve-wracking in the beginning. So growing pains, we'll say. And then the second challenge would be time management. So having a podcast can definitely take up quite a bit of time between recording episodes and then editing episodes, writing show notes, things of that nature. But I'll dive into so much information on everything that I've spoken about already. So although that one's a challenge, there are so many tools out there that you can use that definitely help with that one. All right. So I'm going to dive into a bunch of the main questions that I get asked. And then I'm just going to go through each one. And yeah, if you have any other questions in addition to these, definitely just let me know. And I can always do another episode if there seems to be some interest around this topic. So the first one is, how do you record your episodes? So the tech that I use behind the scenes, I use a Blue Yeti microphone, and then I have Sony wireless headphones on. And the reason why I do that, so the Blue Yeti definitely will help with the sound quality. This one was actually my husband's, so I got lucky in the sense that I didn't have to buy it. So I actually don't know how much it costs, but the headphones were also a gift for the holidays. The headphones help because if there's any feedback or any noise while I'm recording, I'll be able to hear it in the headphones. It also just kind of tunes out the outside world, so that's really nice too. And then I record my episodes on GarageBand. So that's an app that's right on, I have like a MacBook. So if you are using a like Windows or PC, you would probably need to use an app online, something like Riverside or Anchor. And I've heard great things about those apps as well. And then I only do an audio podcast. There's definitely a lot of video podcasts out there. So I can only speak to, you know, what I do in this moment. I don't really have the desire to do a video podcast in the future, but, you know, we'll see what happens in life and if that changes. But for right now, mine is only audio based. So I don't have to do any, you know, editing in terms of like video or uploading video or anything. I only upload the audio. And then I use what's called Buzzsprout. And that is what I upload the completed edited episode to. And that app called Buzzsprout distributes it to, I think it's almost like 20 other podcast platforms. And you only have to connect it once and then it will, you know, go and send the podcast episode everywhere. So that's called a hosting platform. So that's what I use that for. And then the second question, do you use an outline? So I definitely record so many different episodes. It really depends on the episode. I sometimes will have like a rough outline of what I'd like to cover. So for example, I have a list of all of the questions that I get asked, and then I just am kind of what I call like riffing through each question. If there's something that I want to definitely include, I'll write it down and I'll add it to the outline. And then there's other episodes, like maybe on a guest episode, where I have an outline of questions and I'm just using that as like a rough guide as we move through the episode. Solo episodes and guest episodes are so different. They're like a totally different skill set. So I'm definitely still like learning and growing when it comes to having guests on and just how to have that like fluid, natural conversation. So I appreciate having like a list of questions. That way, if you kind of get like stuck in a jam, you can just like use your list of questions and it's not gonna be something that you need to like pause and return back to later. Which leads me right into the next question. How do you reach out to guests and how do you vet having different guests on the podcast? So for myself, I actually created a list of people that were in my network that I already knew that I think would be great guests to have on the podcast. So that definitely made it easier in the beginning because these are people that I know. So that relationship was already there. And then I've also reached out into Facebook groups that are for podcasting. And I requested for people to reach out to me if they wanted to be a guest. And so let's say I had 100 people respond to what I posted. Then I went through each of those people and I, you know, I read what they wanted to speak about. I looked on their social media, I looked on their website, and I tried to find people that I think would be a really good match for what my audience would like to hear. So it can be a bit time consuming if you go the route of like not really knowing the guests because you are, you know, taking a chance where you might not click with the person, or maybe you actually don't like what they're talking about. So I knew that for myself, I knew it was really important that if the person was coming to speak on the podcast, that they were definitely like well-versed in what they were talking about. If it was some sensitive information, they were trauma-informed, you know, things of like that nature. So those were kind of like how I determined if I wanted them to be on or not. And then the next question, what do you use for editing pictures and videos? So I don't have like a video podcast, so I can't speak to this in terms of like podcasting, but I've definitely, you know, posted, you know, reels and pictures of me podcasting, which definitely helps in the beginning when you're looking to build yours, just getting awareness out there and definitely talking about it on your other platforms definitely helps. So I just use my iPhone. I think I have like an iPhone 11 or 12, I think. And that's what I use for recording. And then for editing, I use two apps. One is called Captions, and then the other is called CapCut. And of course, Instagram, the platform. I used to be active on TikTok, but I'm not really as much. It just was getting like a little bit too much to try and do everything. So those are the apps that I use. And then I primarily am putting, you know, material on Instagram or on my email newsletter. And then in general, some other questions that I've been asked about if I batch episodes, how I edit, how I figured out my niche, what are the different episode styles. So there's definitely like a lot of more information that I can add to this, but I'll leave it here. And then I'd love to share kind of like my top three tips if you're looking to get started today on creating your podcast. How exciting! So fun. So my first tip is kind of straightforward, but a little bit nuanced as well. And that is to, if you have the idea, if you have the desire to have a podcast, just start whatever that process might look like. So that might look like outlining, you know, the behind the scenes, like what's your niche, what's your description, what software do you want to use, what kind of episodes do you want to have, what are some name ideas, like start brainstorming, start planning all the finer details and just start. That doesn't mean that you need to like record on day one, right when you get the idea, but just start like planning out the process. I think I spent maybe like 9 months to a year on just the planning part because I was really waiting for the right time for me and like my life of being able to bring a podcast into the world and like actually commit to it and manage it. And I'm really glad that I took my time in moving through it at the pace that felt good for me. And it was really, in the beginning, it was really, really confronting. And I would even say now it is too. Like sometimes I'll post an episode and I'm like, oh my God, like, no. Like I have to like share it and like what if I was like particularly vulnerable in an episode or something, like it can bring up some stuff. So go at the pace that feels good for you. And there are so many free resources out there that will walk you through the entire process. So by the time that I felt like I was ready to actually hit record, I had so many, you know, parts of it in place that it really took a lot of the challenges out of the equation because I had everything in order. So I wasn't kind of like scrambling as much as maybe I would have been if I rushed the process. So just start whatever that looks like for you, whether it's like ideating names or writing down your ideas or looking up software and figuring out what apps you want to use. And then my second tip is that it does not have to be perfect. So I changed a few things on this podcast even since I've started. And an example would be like the cover art. I think I released maybe like 10 to 15 episodes and then I changed the cover art. I updated it. So there are definitely tweaks that you can make along the way. And there are even some episodes that I've released that, you know, maybe haven't been my favorite, but no one would ever know, you know? So it doesn't have to be perfect. And there's also been a few episodes that I've recorded and I didn't love it. So I just like, you know, deleted it and re-recorded or released a different one instead of releasing that one, you know? So it doesn't have to be perfect. It's going to take time and that's okay. You're going to work through it. You're going to get better at it as you go. And it's super fun. Which leads me to tip number three, which is have as much fun as possible as you can with it. Like, I'm not going to be the next Joe Rogan. I don't even know if that's a goal of mine, but I'm going to be myself. And wherever that takes me is absolutely beautiful. And I have so much fun recording on the podcast because I get to speak with people in the DMs. I get to have phone calls with people about something that came from the podcast. I get to get emails about it and really connect with people. And it really does create such a community. And I could not be more grateful for that because it's so outside of like the norm of, you know, posting something on Instagram, which I love too. But it's different, which is nice. So you get to connect with people in a different way. You get to have so much fun with it. You get to kind of jam on topics that you're passionate about. And there are so many different kinds of podcasts out there as well. So, you know, there's definitely so many different angles that you can go with your podcast. And yeah, just stay true to yourself and have as much fun as you possibly can. Yeah, so those are my top three tips that I hope will help you in taking action towards getting started today. The first is move at your pace and take whatever small steps you need to just get started. The second is that it doesn't have to be perfect. You can take messy action and you can always change things as you go. And the third is have fun with it. Just be yourself. There's nobody out there that can replicate what you do because there's only one of you. So really stay true to yourself, have fun with it, and enjoy the process. I think for myself, the long-term vision for the podcast right now, if I had to pick like one or two goals, it would really just be to stay consistent. I have so much fun doing it. I really just want to keep it going. I don't really have any like big goals for it right now. And I think that's also why I like it so much. It's just an outlet for me to share, to help people, to connect with people, to speak in depth about different topics. And that's what I love so much about it. So there is definitely a lot more that I could share on this topic in the world of podcasting, but I will leave it here for now. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any other questions about podcasting, definitely shoot me a note and I can answer them in a future episode. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your week, an incredible rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you are moved or inspired, please share with me by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to me, and I am so appreciative for your support in helping my podcast grow. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Instagram and TikTok and follow me at Ray the Somatic Coach. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, opportunities to work with me, and ways we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I'm so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to talk with you on our next episode of the Radiant Life Podcast.